Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Amen. All right. Happy New Year to everyone. You ready to do this? All right. You made all your resolutions? How many of them broke them? Well, I started a resolution, and it's really to help me get in shape. I'm going on a kind of, it's called a fast for 31 days, so pray for me. I done ate rice tonight, so I done messed up, so. Hey, but look, my wife said, you done messed up. She said, so abandon. No, we're not going to abandon. We're going to keep trying. Never give up. Keep fighting. So I'm still on it. All right. Well, man, I'm so excited about this message. I say that every time, though, don't I? But you've just got to be amazed how the Lord prepares a message and lets you be the deliverer. That's awesome. I tell you, I've been working, man. I tell you, it's tough work doing it, but I love it. So if you would, stand with me tonight. We're going to look at Luke chapter 5. I'm going to read 11 verses here. Luke chapter 5, 1 through 11. And I'm telling you, you're going to love this. I'm going to walk over here a little bit. I'm always over there. Uh-oh, I heard that. Luke chapter 5. And we're going to read 1 through 11. Are we ready? And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. Isn't that good? He stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into the one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answered and said unto him, listen to this response, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. I'm about to start shouting here. This is good stuff here. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were on the were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. And look at what Peter says here. When Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Oh, man. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Let's pray. Father God, it's once again that we come in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, just thanking you for this message you have prepared for us tonight. We ask, Lord God, that we not just be hearers of your word only, but help us to be doers as well. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wow. Was that a great picture or what? I could get about 10 sermons out of that reading. Probably every verse. But I want to set the scene for you here. Jesus Christ had just been preaching.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.